Welcome, my lovely ghouls. I am the host for the night, Missy, the Zombie Queen, and as I sit here atop the trees of Letcher County, I'm going to bring you a tale from Connecticut of the Carousel of Gardens Restaurant. This place can be located at 153 North Street, Seymour, Connecticut. Now, on to the tale. William H. Wooster came to Seymour in 1878. Having been born in Waterbury, Connecticut, he was known as a captain of industry. He started a bank, the water company, a manufacturing company, and was involved with the schools and church in Seymour. He was often referred to as the founder of Seymour. Mr. Wooster believed he should be living in the style to suit his stature in the community. In 1879, construction of the Wooster Estate began and continued into 1894. Wooster brought his wife, Anna, and their six children, Anna, Clara, Louise, Mabel, Helena, Ruth, and one son, Horace, into the estate with him. Ruth was the last surviving rooster to live in the Manston mansion. The estate was bought and sold several more times during its lifetime. The most recent owner, Paul and Debbie Shafara, bought the estate and have worked diligently to turn it into a very successful restaurant. Whenever Paul can tear away for a few minutes, he's got some great stories and pictures he loves to show people. Various staff members and patrons have had experiences at Carousel, so much so that they have added a whole section of their website devoted to the paranormal. One of the occasions, several of the staff and clients heard a glass fall to the tile floor. When they went to pick it up, there was no glass to be found. People get tugged on and get the feeling of being watched. And a cat with glowing white eyes was seen, but no cat was found anywhere on the premises. Ghost investigators and Ed and Lorraine Warren investigated Carousel Gardens in 1990 and found it to be haunted by the spirit of Helena Ruth Wooster. But Ruth is not the only spirit still lingering. Occasionally, William Wooster has been glimpsed out of the corner of the eye from the staircase, and Horace has made his prayers and known as well. I actually communicated with Ruth on one of her visits. She is a very pleasant lady and loves that Paul and Debbie have turned the house into a restaurant. She gets to see many people enjoying themselves in her home once again. She loves to entertain. She doesn't mind the changes that have been made. We have found that if Ruth likes you, you are apt to find coins that appear from nowhere. Paul was being presented with dimes. Another investigator kept finding dimes in her home. And I started seeing pennies everywhere I went. Coins are a common way for spirits to let us know of their presence. While investigating Carousel Gardens, we felt cold spots, saw curtains moving for no reason, felt our clothes being tugged on, and saw shadows. This is truly a delightful place to visit. If you want to experience a haunting, make your reservations, enjoy the food and the host, and don't forget to say hello to Ruth. This tale is brought to you by Nancy Washell, co-director of Maine's Paranormal Research Association. You can also visit their website and see pictures at www.carousellgardens.com or go in person. Thank you all for listening, and until next time, my goals, be careful in the dark, for you never know what's lurking.